20, verses 16 and 17. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. How precious this union is, my friends. This blessed union with Christ of which you've just been singing. Is there anything in this world to compare it? Union with Christ. Do you know anything of it? This morning we tried to speak the first part of the Lord Jesus speaking to Mary. Has he ever spoken to you? These things are real, my friends. Not just something read in the Word of God, though it be the Word of God. And how often we can read of this precious Word, and it being as not words of print, does there need to be to know, to feel an interest? Has he ever spoken to you? As I came along this evening, these words dropped into my mind. A word I believe that is comparable with this precious word spoken when the Lord Jesus said, Mary. Many years ago, in my room at home, I was at the uttermost ends of the earth. Everything was wrong. And I felt no hope. And that beautiful hymn 273, most people hardly know it, pensive, doubting, fearful heart. But the words of the Lord Jesus, I believe, dropped into my heart were these. All thy wastes I will repair, thou shalt be rebuilt anew. And in thee it shall appear what the God of love can do. Wonderful time that was to me. Took away all my fears. I knew this God was my God. I knew I had a union. And through the love of God with the precious Christ. For he doesn't speak like that to a sinner. He doesn't make a promise to anyone in such a way as that without his love based in the finished work of Christ. What do you know, sinner? These things are needful. For again, as we open the discourse tonight, there must be the warnings too. Time is passing quickly. There is no guarantee to any of us, friends, because we sit in a pew, in a chapel, that we should get to heaven at last. How solemn should we come to that place? Depart from me, I never knew you. Some words of the poet, eternity, a tremendous sound to guilty souls, a dreadful wound. And men dare to argue as they will, and men do argue that if you've got a religion, you're all right. And there are men who say, well, And there will be evidences in the time state, and here and there I endeavour to use natural illustrations. It's all a man can do, really. Your friends keep in touch with you, don't they? And those you love, you endeavour from time to time, not always endeavour, I should say, you desire to show that love to those you love. And there'll be felt a union then. Jesus loves you, sinner. There'll be some communion with him. It won't be a dry religion. It'll be a close one. And it won't be you that does it, but it will be your Jesus. For he loved his people early born. And he loves with an everlasting love through time and eternity to come, and he will see to it that your soul is kept alive. He will never leave you nor forsake you, though you often forsake him. There'll be some evidences then in your life of communion. I'm going to bring you very close, friends, not even communion, but intercourse with the precious Christ. He'll give you to know that a union is of himself. That word we read together in the 17th of John, and which I felt was confirmed in your hymn. I've been tossed about ever so much since this morning service about our reading tonight. Oft times with me the portions read to go with the text are as much concerned as the sermon. And the trouble tonight, and it was a trouble right up to the last moment as to what we should read, it's confirmed with your hand. The Lord knows. In that 17th of John, we find Jesus saying, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. You won't wait until you die for that, poor sinner. It'll be in the time state. It'll be as you traverse life's journey. It'll be oft times when you're down in the dust. The precious Jesus will whisper, peace. Do you know anything of it? It's necessary, friends. For this blessed end of this chosen vessel of mercy is set forth by Jesus. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. So for a few minutes again tonight, let's look at our pathway, yours and mine. Jesus made himself known to us as he did to Mary. Have we traversed this pathway lately? Or perhaps some time ago, the pathway of tears. Jesus said, in the world you shall have tribulation. Clearly, in the 53rd of Isaiah, came about, he was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Finally, Captain, better to read it correctly, to quote, make mistakes. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Your heart may be any different dead. It will in very great measure in that the depth of his pathway you never go into, but you know something of it. He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. But we in the time stay to be chastised for our sins. Not a chastisement that will sink us into eternal death, but will be chastisement in the time state, in that again and again turn out of the way. Because of a wicked, deceitful heart, because of an independent spirit, because of the determination to run in those things that please the flesh, too hard for you. From time to time I wonder, friend, not fitting caps here, but I wonder sometimes whether men want to hear these things. The Lord says, from the crown of the head to the sole of the foot, nothing but wounds, bruises, and putrefying sores. He says that, not man, the living God. The consequence is that from time to time, child of God turns out of the way. You know something of a tried pathway because of your own folly. Where do you stand, sinner? It is a great mercy. Jesus loves you. Or does he? Again, we seek for the evidence of it. For the wicked, too, those who, unless grace prevent, shall sink into eternal hell. They know they have trouble, too, in the time state. And there are those, my friends, who solemnly speak. I use the word solemnly, perhaps in a peculiar way, but it is solemn to me. They speak of men going to heaven because they have the evidences of trouble. The evidence of trouble does not speak of a certainty of heaven. The evidence that is found in the pathway of trouble is in the deliverance from it, in the mercy of God manifested in that one. What do you know of this Jesus, friends, who spoke to Mary, weeping Mary, who'd come to find her Jesus? She who loved him because he first loved her. This woman who came to the sepulchre, the place of death, and loved him. Speak to her and put her at rest. fill our heart with joy, Mary, Master, the quick response. You got any times in your experience when Jesus spoke to you in such a way as that? A time of sorrow? Ah, it's sweet to me, my friends, that Jesus speaks to his people when the sorrow is brought about through their own folly. He speaks to them in such a way as this because he loves them, because he understands their ruined condition, because he knows they have no help in themselves. And when they weep in true repentance, he speaks to them peace. Would you stand this in them? These things, any connection with your life? He loved Mary. He loves all those to whom he speaks in such a way. In the second part of our text, belongs to him. This wonderful word spoken to man, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Now, friends, what we desire is to feel sure that we have that evidence in our hearts that Jesus has spoken to us in the same way as he spoke to Mary. Words of love. It doesn't have to necessarily call you by your name, but to feel the effect of his presence in your heart. Feel it melting down of your heart as he comes, love to him. Brings in the certainty of this second part of our text, union with Christ. What will it do for you? It will take you through all the changing scenes of time in sanctity. It'll bring you within the compass of that blessed word, for the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy. Now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. But the application of that word many times in this one's life. It's certain, my friends, that if the Lord Jesus makes himself known to you as your salvation, Satan will do his utmost to destroy you. Strange pathway, isn't it? Loved of God and precious to Christ, yet beset by enemies, stumbling blocks, pitfalls of all descriptions, and one's own heart against the way the Lord would have them go. A strange way. But the Lord said, your thoughts are not my thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. But he left the blessed word on record to recompense. For I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Isn't it wonderful to be loved of Jesus? Or is that just sentiment to you? And these things come up again and again in my heart, friends. For I meet with people who know not the meaning of a precious Christ in experience. he lives for. He waits against that great and glorious day when he shall gather them round himself in glory. They shall be mine in the day when I make up my jewel. A wonderful man to be loved of Jesus, I know of all my friends. To me it is a sentiment. And those who use such language, you would never use it again if they knew what it was to be at the ends of the earth with man and devil against them. A child of God can sink into where the eye of the Lord is not upon him, where his love shall not be sent out to them and cause them to continue. For there is that unity with Christ that can never be broken. This word spoken to Mary then, go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. He now dwells at the right hand of the Father. And there he waits to be gracious. You've got a case tonight. Anybody here with a case?
Never be able to say, Lord, I am worthy, I've done this, I've done that.
merciful to me, a sinner of whom Jesus said, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. But if you've got a case, poor sinner, the vilest of the vile, feeling to be there, there's nothing too hard from the Lord. In union with the Lamb, we quoted it this morning, it's worth repeating. From condemnation free, the saints from everlasting were, and shall forever be. The vilest sinner out of hell, the rich defeated need, is welcome at the throne of grace. Saviour's blood to plead, vilest of sinners. The children of God so frequently have time things to trouble. Great cases can't manage themselves. This particular time in our history, there are no doubt many such man suddenly finds himself thrown out of the position that he holds. Everything till now has been pretty comfortable. It's God's favored him. And then he finds himself at the ends of the earth. I know such a case. A child of God. Why shouldn't it be you? My mind goes back to the last war. My mind goes back to one of the Lord's servants who was made bankrupt because of the war. And then he was bombed out twice through the war. The Lord's servant. Why shouldn't these things happen to you or me? Oh, what does it really matter, friends? The word before us tonight belongs to us. Jesus, sitting on the throne of Christ, controls every circumstance of our lives and the hearts of all men. Side of it too, friend. I know how easy it is, and it is easy sometimes, to set these things forth from the pulpit. It's vastly different to be found in the situation. But I know both sides of it. When one is in that condition, no helping self, I find, and yet have sorted well, that is with regard to practical things, things of this life. It's not an easy situation. But when the Lord comes, when he breathes that wonderful word, peace, into the soul, can be said from the very heart, I could from all things parted be, but never, never, Lord, from thee. What a wonderful mercy then, my friends, if we know a little of this text. The precious Jesus came into this world with one great view in his heart to save you. And I come back to this again and again in my ministry. The Lord Jesus deals with individuals. If you know a little of the way, my friends, the right way, if you had communion with your God through a precious Jesus, something of that. communicates love to a sinner, is that sinner alone. He makes himself precious indeed to an individual. It's your case that matters then, friends. He came into this world to save you. This is the great thing. And my ministry emphasizes again and again, blessed assurance, for the children of God will know him, not by hearsay, but by living communion. And this precious man will be Jesus to their souls. He will communicate with them even as he did to man. And that communication will be, I love thee well, my child. This character is redeemed with an everlasting salvation. He's washed in the blood of the Lamb. He's found among the people whom John spoke. These are they who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Can you take hold, sinner? There's a need to be. Who knows but the word may come with power. This night thy soul is required of thee. Stand. Is your hope a good one? Is it anchored in Christ, that immovable rock, eternal rock of ages? He who came into this low world to suffer, bleed, and die, to satisfy all the demands of divine justice, who fulfilled them to the letter, laid down in his holy life, paid the penalty for sin, rose again and now dwells at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for his own. Is this God your God? Precious Jesus, Mary, if he spoke to you in this way, would your response be the same? Master, children of God, from time to time, know what it is to return that love to Jesus. Thou knowest I love thee. Peter said that. Peter, who denied his master, Christ, the vilest of sinners, the ones that are loved by a precious Jesus, not because they're sinners, but because he chose them out of that love that passes all human understanding, set them in his living family. This blessed people are set forth by the poet again in definite terms. Once in him forever, thus eternal covenant stands. Blessed character. For the case tonight, again the question. Or is it because you come to chapel on Sunday? The Lord knows better to be tried in time than hereafter. The Lord knows whether our religion is real. He knows whether our exercises are toward him or not, or whether we have not the concern of men in our hearts. is precious. Jesus loves the people because he would love them. He never gives them up. He watches over them jealously. If he's your Jesus, no matter how many times the enemy may attack you, he'll never be able to separate you from that love which has assured glory hereafter. Where then we meet it now? Where we try all day to bring it forth? Jesus said unto her, Mary, she turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say Master. Just a word here. Would you like to be in that position tonight? Jesus to come and say, Sinner, I love thee. Is the one in such a place as that? As Jesus spoke to Mary in such a way as to cause her love to return to him, he said, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and to your Father. That blessed union, friends, it will never be broken. That union with the precious Christ, decreed by the Father and the Eternal Spirit. No chance work to my God and your God. And the psalmist was able to say, This God is my God forever and ever. He will be my guide even unto death. The Lord had his blessing. His name shall have been praised.
The collections last of the day amounted to £40.30, for which it would be sincerely thankful. And nobody in this pack is expected to preach on Wednesday evening. And Mr. Humberstone, next Lord's Day. Let us close in hymn number 766. Yeah.